December 10th has been designated as International Human Rights Day, marking the signing 70 years ago this year of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in the United Nations. This document spells out the qualities required for a decent standard of living for all people. And you can see this document on display through December 15th at the University Museum in Fainter Hall on the SIU Carbondale campus. And WSIU recently sat down with two members of the Southern Illinois chapter of the United Nations Association of the U.S., Pam Umloff Brown, the chapter's current president, and past president, Olga Widener. And as we begin with Pam Umloff Brown, she says in 1948, in the aftermath of World War II, is when this document had input from many people. And it's interesting to note that a very famous and well-respected former First Lady played a big part.
It was drafted by a diverse group of people forming a committee from around the world, specifically from Australia, Canada, Chile, China, France, Lebanon, the Soviet Union, and the United States, and the United Kingdom. Eleanor Roosevelt, she was the first chairperson of this fledgling United Nations Commission on Human Rights. And Cheng Pengcheng, he was a Chinese playwright, philosopher, and diplomat, and he was vice chair of the commission. And Dr. Charles Malik, he was a famous Lebanese academic, philosopher, and ethicist, and he played a vital role in shaping the ethical contents of the declaration. And then there was René Cassin, a jurist, judge, and legal advisor to the Charles de Gaulle, and he played a major drafting role. And these were all quite influential people of the late 40s.
Olga Widener says this document encourages equal treatment for everybody, regardless of politics or where they live.
What positives around the world have resulted from this declaration? And Olga, I'd like to start with you.
Well, the first and most important is respect for human rights, dignity of the individual. Any nationality, any creed, any race, any country. We're all human beings. We're all citizens of this earth.
And what steps have countries taken as a result of this United Nations Declaration? Again, here is Pam Umloff Brown.
57% of countries have a national human rights institution today. Since then, 111 countries have adopted freedom of information laws and policies, and 15 of them have been just within the last 4 years. So it is an ongoing evolution through these things. 104 countries have now outlawed capital punishment, compared to only 9 in 1948. 198 countries now allow women the right to vote, compared to only 91 countries in 1948.
And what if countries choose not to follow this Universal Declaration?
The UN Security Council has the right to look into mistreatments or things that they think are violations. Most recently, I think last week, it was discovered in Iraq that there were mass graves committed, hundreds or thousands of people, and they don't know. This is a human rights violation that needs to be looked into, and it will be.
It just seems that it requires diligence and constant diligence, and one country by itself could never achieve that. You know, we need all of us working together for the same goals to, you know, even begin to scratch the surface of these things.
What about North Korea?
Well, within the United Nations, there is a mechanism that exists, you know, that leads all the way up to The Hague and the International Criminal Court. Granted, it's not a perfect organization, and abuses do slip by, sometimes aren't prosecuted. The United Nations is the only body that we have at this point in time where everyone is working together. And I think at this point in time, our duty from Article 29 shows that, you know, we need to help strengthen this institution. We need to try to help make it better. Sure, the going gets tough sometimes, and that's, you know, what the United Nations Association is trying to do, is help strengthen and encourage United Nations.
And I would add that the U.S. needs to continue to work in a constructive way for the United Nations to be more effective every day of our lives.
That was Olga Widener, past president of the United Nations Association of the U.S., the Southern Illinois chapter. And before that, we heard from the association's current president, Pam Umloff Brown, and they were talking about the 70th anniversary this year of the creation of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And through December 15th, you can see this document and an exhibit about it at the University Museum on the SIU Carbondale campus. And of course, remember, you can hear more of our interview on our website. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.